You're listening to the Addicted to Fitness podcast, brought to you by Elemental Training Tampa. Now, here's your hosts, Nick and Shannon Birch.
Thank you for stopping by and checking out this week's edition of the Addicted to Fitness podcast. Hopefully you guys are subscribed. If not, head to iTunes and do that now. But if you're a new listener to the podcast this week, we really appreciate you guys checking us out. And if you really enjoy the podcast, do us a favor and give us a rating and review on iTunes or whatever podcast app you choose to listen to us on. Also, share the podcast with a friend. We love spreading the good word of fitness to anyone and everyone that'll listen. Today we got a great show for you. We got a couple different health and fitness topics to talk about today, and to let you know what we'll be talking about, I'll throw it over to my co-host.
Well, thank you. So yes, we're going to talk about a little vitamin that should be in people's diets and what happens when it's not. Vitamin D. May forget that one occasionally. And also we're going to share what I consider a fad diet. I think you just refer to as a ridiculous diet. And it's also an acronym. So IIFYM diet. I haven't heard of this before, so I'm pretty excited.
Right, yeah. It's before we get into that and I start, you know, blowing my lid about that, we'll go into the ETT training for this week. We had a lot of great things happen this week in regards to ETT. And first of all, we the holiday this past week made it a shortened week for us. I didn't do any training on Monday besides my own training. We spigged around and caught up on things and hung out together, which was always good and productive.
Always fun.
Mm-hmm. And so we kind of had a little shortened schedule for training. So had a couple clients had to move around their training for the week. And I actually had a pair of clients had back-to-back training sessions for the first time, I think, ever.
Back-to-back as in, like, day after day or
yes.
Hour after hour?
Yes, day after day.
Wow.
Yeah, so not 2 hours straight of workout. It was one day, 24 hours later, they had their next session, yes. So these are my only clients. I'm actually going to give them a shout-out right now, Ashley and Adrian. They're my only clients right now that are doing twice a week. They're really, you know, they're really taking their fitness seriously.
Awesome.
And normally they have a nice day break in between, but this week with the shortened week, with our shortened schedule, they did back-to-back days. So I was really impressed and glad to see how dedicated they are. And not only are they, you know, clients, ETT clients, active members of the ETT community, they also own their own business. You know, they own their own auto shop, and I recently took the truck there that's pivotal to the concierge personal training that ETT provides, and they took care of me there. So they are integral members of this community.
Talented ladies.
Yes, they are very multifaceted, so I really appreciate them, and I appreciate everyone in the ETT community. You don't have to be a one-on-one personal training client to be a part of the community. You know, you don't have to pay any type of membership dues or anything like that. You can be one of the many, if you follow us our blog on elementaltampa.com or listen to this podcast, or, you know, like us on Facebook at elementaltampa.com, or simply, that's not right.
Elemental Training?
Yes, Elemental Tampa? Training Tampa on Facebook. Just give us a like on there. Or you can go to Twitter and Instagram and follow us at ET Tampa. ETTAMPA is the handle. And that's what I kind of wanted to lead into, because this week our Instagram followers has finally gone over 400. So we're over 400 followers on Instagram.
Nice.
And I know that's kind of, I'm sure there's other people out there that have 1,000 followers, and I'm sure there's other fitness pages that have way more and laugh at 400 followers. But I'm glad to see our numbers are growing, because we really look for active participants on Instagram. I think you told me about that. You were like, we want followers that are interactive, not
right.
just...
Right, you want quality over quantity. It doesn't matter if you have 50,000 followers. It matters how many people actually engage with you.
Exactly. That's what we're looking for. That was the word, engagement. Because when I first started the business and, you know, I was doing all the social media promotion, which I still do now, one of friends of mine was like, you know, you can buy likes or followers. And I was like, I mean, yeah, you can.
And I just... pooed all over that
and
idea.
Which is good. And I kind of did initially because, you know, I think my response is, well, yeah, but I mean, that's kind of dishonest. And he was like, well, nobody was going to know. And I was like, but I'll know, you know. I'm not trying to see, you know, be sanctimonious or holier than thou, but it wouldn't. You know, I wouldn't be doing the work needed. You know, I would be giving off some sort of a dishonest persona if I have 1,000 followers when I didn't really have people that enjoy my content that I'm putting out there. You know, so I'm happy when we reach milestones like 400 or 500, which we're heading towards steadily right now.
Yeah.
But I'm even more happier. God. I'm even happier when I see...
You're really happy.
Yeah. I'm even more happier. That's a super superlative. I'm even happier when I see all the comments. More comments we get now on our post, which is what I'm really after. I'm looking for the interaction, engagement among the online community.
Yeah, it's kind of funny. People will follow, like, brands and other individuals, but a lot of people won't comment. Like, commenting is kind of that golden standard of engagement that you want to get to, because that means that, you know, people have been inspired enough to actually talk to you about it and right. ask questions. And that's exactly what all of your content is designed to do. Ask a question, feel free to drop a comment, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter. He's very friendly.
Right. I always use the word community. And when you're in a community, you need to have interaction with other members. And that's then, and the way to do that, especially on online, is the comments and things like that. So, in addition to that, another cool thing, in regards to ETT is that we are increasing our equipment inventory. I bought a brand new bunch of kettlebells this week, a brand new sandbag that also doubles as a water bag. The containers I have, you can fill with sand or water. So I think I'm going to try out the water first to see how that works out with as far as exercise
goes.
That's
going to be hard.
Yes, but it's only 40 pounds. So it's still 40 pounds of water.
It's still going to be hard.
But it has two individual kind of containers that go in. So two 20-pound containers, so you can go 20 or 40 pounds. But I'm interested in seeing what... the difference between that and sandbag training is. So I'm excited to see that. And we're also, our next big purchase is the portable heavy bag. I've got one in my sights, looks pretty cool. I'm gonna put a link up to the video for it on our show notes at elementaltampa.com. But I'm excited to get that too, because heavy bag training is another kind of facet I think would be benefit the ETT training clients. So I'm excited about all that stuff that we have in store for ETT.
Yeah.
So now I know we were getting a little bit off kind of the health and fitness focus that we normally focus on or we're normally on the podcast. So we're going to jump into those topics Shannon described in the beginning. First one we're going to talk about is vitamin D. So for anybody that's not familiar with vitamin D, a lot of people refer to it as like the sunshine.
I was gonna say, ooh, ask me where it comes from.
Where does vitamin D come from?
The Shannon? Sun.
Yes. So our body produces most of it through absorbing ultraviolet rays from the sun. So you people will refer to it as the sunshine vitamin, essentially. You can get it from some dietary sources, you know, fish. Seafood products, either fish or mollusks or something, they are high in that. Also, I know cod liver oil, obviously fish, is a high source for it. But most of it is produced through absorbing the ultraviolet rays from the sun, or you could also supplement. There are supplementation out there, vitamin D supplements. And unfortunately, even though it's extremely important, it actually helps build healthy bones. Because calcium needs it to, it's kind of like a precursor that's needed to for us to use the calcium that we get from dietary sources in order to make strong bones. So it's a very important vitamin, but unfortunately it is one that a lot of Americans are deficient in.
Which is crazy.
Yeah, but you can kind of make sense.
Oh, it makes sense, but it's just crazy.
Our transition away from being, mostly being outside.
Yeah, to being indoors most of the time.
A lot of professions are now moving from outside to indoors.
This is why there is the SADS.
The SADS. What's SADS?
Every year. Maybe this is just New England people that really talk about this, but in the middle of winter, like January, February, everybody gets the SADS, mm-hmm. and it is seasonal affective disorder.
Yeah.
And it's a real thing, and it's mostly because of vitamin D deficiency, because there's such short periods of sun anyways up mm-hmm. there. It's like the sun comes up at 8 o'clock in the morning, mm-hmm. and it goes down at like 4. But that's exactly when everyone's at work. So, right. like, you are a working professional in the north, and you don't see the sun for, like, days on end. So, the SADS. My friends and I used to say we had the SADS.
And that is I know that's actually, I think it's actually, like, a bona fide syndrome now. I think.
Oh, it is. It's real.
It's kind of like a medical disorder. It's interesting because I found a really cool infographic from one of my favorite people, Dr. Rhonda Patrick, and she does a great kind of description about a lot of the vitamin D deficiency problems and kind of statistics that are going on. I'm going to have Shannon read some of these. So first, the amount of people that are vitamin D deficient in the United States, it says 70% of people do not meet the requirements for adequate vitamin D.
That's craziness.
Now,
who knows that much?
And here are some of the results of vitamin D, some of the side effects of vitamin D deficiency. Reduced brain oxytocin, increased aging, impaired executive function. Wow, I can't talk. Early death. Impulsive behavior, immune dysfunction, increased inflammation, brain dysfunction, increased cancer risk, reduced brain serotonin, reduced nerve growth factor and brain cell growth, reduced T regulatory cells, weak, possibly deformed bones, learning impairments, increased depression. Wow.
Oh my God. And then there's a dot, dot, dot. So, yeah. It's just going to get better.
Increased DNA damage and accelerated of telomere shortening, the latter of which can be equivalent to as much as 5 years of biological aging.
So basically, you're going to be sad. You're going to be like super boring and you're going to age like crazy.
Yeah. I mean, this is pretty scary. Such an important vitamin, and I think, and so many people are inadequate. 70% of people don't get enough of it.
I would have guessed like more, 30%. Yeah. I would have guessed the other way. Like 70% of people are probably fine, and 30% are not. That's a large number.
And it's interesting because it's not like we've already kind of mentioned about how more people's professions are transferring more from outdoors to indoors over the last, probably 50 years. Mm-hmm. And then also with younger children. I mean, a lot more inside play than outside play nowadays. But there's several other factors that are affecting the absorption of vitamin D. What do you actually know? You raising your hand?
No, I'm saying I can read them.
Okay.
So I didn't know this one, but sunscreen is actually, it blocks, as we know, ultraviolet rays, but it's also blocking your vitamin D. Not saying go outside and not wear sunscreen, but didn't know that it completely blocked it. And then kind of on the same side of things, skin pigmentation. So melanin adaption serves as a natural sunscreen. So people with darker skin, the rays basically bounce off of the skin color and they don't get absorbed as much. Body fat, which definitely makes sense. Having a larger amount of body fat means that it's really not going to be absorbed into your bloodstream.
Right.
That's the compelling reason. Age also. Looks like a 70-year-old makes 4 times less vitamin D than a 20-year-old. Mm-hmm. So as if a vitamin D shortage is not bad enough because it's making you older, getting older also means you have to do more to get vitamin D. And then living in a northern latitude, is what I'm talking about.
What you already mentioned.
Yeah, it's rough when you have, the exception of summer, you have really short days and you have really harsh weather that keeps you inside.
Yeah.
So you just don't get to see the sun.
Yeah, I mean, all those factors coupled with the new, you know, the workplace, you know, transitioning from outside to indoors, it's no wonder why 70% of people don't get enough vitamin D.
You're always telling me to get outside and walk in the ridiculously hot weather.
Yeah, I know, it's tough, but it's funny, we're not in northern latitudes, so we get plenty of sun down here, but there's only a few months out of the year where it's actually pleasant to go outside.
I would say like a good 5 months in Florida versus probably about 7 months up north where it's just not comfortable being outside. But we have longer days down here. So our exposure to the sun, we get to come home from work, take the dog for a walk and get our kind of fix. Mm-hmm. Whereas you don't get to do that up north.
No. And I think that's why it's so important not only to eat the dietary sources that contain vitamin D, like I mentioned earlier, but supplementation of vitamin D possibly or would probably be one of the most important supplements you can have. They talked about here some of the highest level. I mean, they say up to 4,000 international units is one of the way they measured it is a safe upper tolerance level. Obviously, for people our age, 600 international units is kind of the recommended daily allowance for us. But you're safe, you know, taking twice that. Now, when we said older individuals have to take more. I think they're up to 800 IUs is the recommended daily allowance. But the key thing is to get a reading or, you know, go to a doctor and get a blood test done, seeing what your vitamin D level is right now, and see, you know, it's probably chances are you could benefit from supplementation.
Yeah,
of vitamin D.
It's going to depend on a number of different things. And like one question that was on the infographic is 15 minutes of sunshine enough?
Right.
I think most people are going to say, well, how long do I have to go outside for? Like, I'll go sit outside for 10 minutes, 5 minutes. And it's not just that. There's, like we read before, there's a number of different factors that can influence your absorption. So actually going and getting tested and finding out what your personal sweet spot is for your vitamin D levels is going to be a good first step.
Right. And luckily, supplementation of vitamin D, the way I know and the supplements I take, it's relatively inexpensive. You know, you find a good one, a highly rated one that, you know, the body absorbs. And then after seeing your physician first and getting your levels.
Or should we just go get those lights?
Oh, what?
Fight at those daylight lights.
Yeah, you can do that too, you know? And maybe that
ta-da!
There you go. Kill two birds with one stone. I think it's cheaper to get supplementation because honestly, the pills are not that expensive.
I believe it.
Okay. So what we want to get across is that, you know, obviously vitamin D is super important and it helps a variety of functions. It helps you essentially live a longer, healthier life when you have the appropriate amount of vitamin D. So get your levels checked, and not only before you do that, eat the food, get some sun, and think about maybe buying some good quality vitamin D supplements.
Yeah, go start by just getting, next time you get your blood work done, make sure that they're testing for vitamin D levels and find out what your right level is. That would be a great first step, especially if you do live in a climate where you're not able to get outside as much. So, especially all those northerners.
Mm-hmm. All right, so that was our in-depth look at vitamin D and vitamin D deficiency. Now we're going to get on something where I might be a little bit emotional about.
Yes, this is where I'm going to see you turn red and pound the table and fist in the air.
I think if I've kind of calmed down a little bit.
when you were first looking at this, you were like getting mad at a computer screen. So.
Right. We're going to talk about the IIFYM diet.
Now, I love a good acronym, but what the hell does that mean?
IIFYM stands for If It Fits Your Macros.
Oh, that sounds really scientific.
Right. So basically, from the name, if you can gather, is it's totally based on the macronutrients, the three major macronutrients, protein, carbohydrates, and fat. The way I got turned on to this quote-unquote diet, I heard
clued in rather.
Yes.
Since you're not a fan.
I heard about our friends Vinny Tortorich and Anna Ficino talking about it on their podcast, both of which have been interviewed on this podcast. Go back and check it out. Check out those interviews.
Plug.
Yes. But they were talking about it on their podcast, the Celebrity Fitness Trainer. And they were kind of going off about how ridiculous it is. And it was from really spawned from an article they found on Yahoo. Okay, so I'm not going to read it verbatim, okay? I'm going to hit the couple key points, a couple of the phrases from this article that are kind of ridiculous.
I wouldn't call this an article, by the way. It's more like an editorial comment.
Okay, that's fine. I agree with you there, okay? One line reads, "We all know clean eating can help us shed the pounds, but IIFYM claims that there is no magical connection between health food and weight loss."
That whole thing's in like bunny ears, too.
Yes. So apparently that must be a quote from the IIFYM site.
Health food is in quotations, like it's supposedly health food.
Mm-hmm. And one of it was, the final paragraph is this, and I just want to read it because I think it's ridiculous, but does it work? ? A little scroll through the associated Instagram hashtag proves that this is one diet that gets results. So regardless of what you eat, as long as you're eating less calories and meeting your macronutrition, getting enough protein, carbs, fat, and fiber, you can lose weight at a steady rate. Music to our ears.
And I just threw up a little.
Now, I think that, like Shannon said, she kind of talked me off the ledge because I was about to lambaste this author of this article. But like she said, it is essentially just an opinion piece. And
written by a celebrity pop culture reporter.
Right.
So she uses the hashtag as research to base whether this is effective.
Right.
That right there should tell you something.
She's never done any other nutrition articles. She writes about style mainly and things like that. And like I said, I'm not mad at this person. She obviously has no idea what she's talking about.
Pure clickbait.
Yeah, exactly. It's just something to kind of invoke feelings in people like myself. But IIFYM is a real site. You can really go onto their site and plug in your kind of desired weight goal, and they will spit out a macronutrient breakdown for you.
And they even have a starter guide.
Mm-hmm. And so I did it for me, and it wasn't actually ridiculous. You know, I put in a goal and they kind of gave me information that I've gathered from other kind of generators like this, macronutrient generators.
Yeah, there's loads of macro
We talked about the USDA one that's available, the Super Tracker, mm-hmm. and then there, you know, there's Fitness Pal does the same thing. And what they came back with was nothing like ridiculous. They said 55% of my diet should be carbs, 20% should be fat, and 25 should be protein, something like that. So,
yeah.
You know, that's not ridiculous to maintain my current rate with my activity level. What I was really upset with is when I went through their FAQ section, their frequently asked questions, okay? I went through a couple ones. They have some topics like, is it true that vegetables are a free food and don't need to be counted? What's the best way to start IIFYM after a low-carb diet? But one that I was interested to see their response to was the question, do I have to eat junk food with IIFYM? Okay, and here's the response. You can eat any kind of food you like while doing IIFYM. Clean, dirty, paleo, low carb, high carb, anything you want. And I think we've gone through it repetitive, like many times, about it's not necessarily the amount of calories you take in, it's the type of calories you take in.
Right.
Yes. I think in the short term, if you limit your calories, if you are at a calorie deficient diet, you will lose weight. But eventually, you will plateau. Eventually, your body's metabolism will catch up to the amount of calories you're eating, and you will no longer lose weight. Okay, you can't live in a starvation diet in perpetuity.
Because your body is smarter than you are.
It's not feasible. Okay, yes, if you want to lose a certain amount of pounds, sure, calorie deficient diet might work for a short term time. But we're talking about we always say that eating healthy is a lifestyle. It's not a short term excursion or experience. And I hate stuff like this because they are making it seem like it's easy.
Oh, yeah.
And even worse than that, they say whatever you want to eat, you can eat.
Yeah, and I mean, only recently I've had, horrible stomach problems, and I've not been able to eat some of the foods that I really like. And I know that that's doing much worse for me, not just on a weight perspective, but, holistically. I just can't consume the kind of foods. But looking at quality foods that fill your caloric needs and fill your macros, those foods have a longer term impact even in your day. The good foods are going to keep you full longer. The crap foods, you're going to have to want to eat more. You're going to be starving if you follow this diet. You're probably going to be starving after eating a bunch of crap food in the morning, and you're not going to have anything left by the time you get to 2 o'clock.
Right.
What are you going to do then? And you go suck on an ice cube?
They even addressed that in other sections. I remember I was looking through other FAQs. They were talking about sugar. And what we've kind of mentioned before and what you just alluded to is that sugary foods stimulate you to have more sugar. Mm-hmm. They make you want to have more sugar and eat
more.
They're
addictive.
Exactly. And then they say in here, they're like, well, say if you eat a sugary food, but you're out of your points. It's like the point system for Weight Watchers.
Yeah.
What are you going to do? They were like, well, you should be determined enough not to eat for...
Use your willpower.
Really? Weight Watchers and Jenny Craig and all those businesses or type of organizations have been around for years now, and their success rate is less than 10%. I mean, I think we've found out that the calorie deficient diet and using your own will power does not work with the type of food that we have nowadays.
Yeah, and I mean, if you're going to be having a food that spikes your blood sugar, that has repercussions beyond just what you're going to want to eat later that day. You're going to feel like absolute crap. So I mean, yeah, you can do this now. We're not saying using your macros is not a way to measure your food, but it's the fact that this particular fad, I'm not even going to call this a diet, I'm just going to call this a fad, let's call it what it is, there is no actual scientific information or proof that what they're saying in here is real. They're just trying to cave to the biggest pain points that people suffer when they diet, which is I can't eat the foods that I normally like, and I don't like healthy food. So we're gonna call this a fad, and the truth is that it's just a bunch of trendy little topics.
Yeah.
And there's no scientific proof or evidence that backs this up. I mean, you look at real diets, you look at a paleo diet. I mean, I got a lot of respect for people that do paleo. That diet actually serves a purpose, though, for your body. It actually talks about how gluten, for many people, is almost a toxic substance, and how if you eliminate it or almost completely eliminate it from your diet and you replace it with good quality whole foods, that is actually going to benefit you, both for your energy levels, your fitness, but also for your weight and just your general well-being.
Right.
It is more than just a number that you have to track. I know weightlifters frequently track their macros, but they also are eating complex carbs, super lean proteins, or really, pure fats, things like that. They're not just eating Dominoes. Mm-hmm. I do love me some Dominoes, but
and that's the thing, there's specific groups like weightlifters, bodybuilders, or elite athletes like Michael Phelps, who can afford to eat and just focus on calories. They need calories to fuel their
fats and carbs,
they need their calories in order to fuel their either training. Their sport or training. Exactly. So they can get away with it. you know, but the everyday person that goes to work or works at a desk job, they can't get away with eating fast food every day, no matter if it fits their macros or not, okay? It's gonna catch up with you eventually, and it's gonna cause bigger health problems down the road. So this stupid-ass diet that says you can eat whatever you like is ridiculous.
Yeah,
you know, and
definitely not a diet.
And I looked through it. You know, they gave it a cursory look because I was so mad at some of the stuff, so I didn't do any in-depth digging into it. But I haven't seen any type of scientific reference to it or anything like that.
Just the preliminary looking through their sites and articles. I mean, you don't have to dig. It's a lot of contradictory information and articles. You know, they break it up into different topics, but much of it is contradictory, and a lot of it is unsupported or unsubstantiated. So they're just claims or someone's thoughts.
Right.
I mean, this really isn't a diet. And I mean, I'm going to call bullshit on the whole thing.
Right. It's a fad, and it's placating people's desire to eat whatever they want. You know, and eat the nummy food that in the food like sweets or fast food that, you know, is, you know, created to stimulate hunger. So
know that any worthwhile diet is part of a lifestyle. It's not a singular entity that you do unrelated to anything else in your life. A worthwhile diet that's going to have quality and long lasting changes for you and your weight and your health is a lifestyle. So just use that as like a little benchmarker.
Right. The things that we always promote in regards to nutrition is try to cook the majority of your own meals and use whole ingredients.
Know what you're eating.
That's the best way you can do it. It doesn't matter if it's a vegetarian diet, paleo diet, regardless. Is you do those two things, I feel those are the key to, you know, having a better nutrition. Okay, the key is don't worry about focusing on your macros and saying I can eat whatever I want as long as I'm within this calorie limit per day. That's not sustainable. It's not going to last. Focus on cooking your own majority of your meals at home using whole ingredients. Okay, those are the things we can promote and we believe in. Another great podcast to listen to besides this one after you're done with it, a recent Joe Rogan experience with Chris Kresser. He's a like functional medicine specialist and clinician. It was a great podcast, and he referenced a lot of kind of really pertinent information about the benefits of proper nutrition. And he kind of echoed what I just said about, you know, whole ingredients and cook the majority of your own meals.
Mm-hmm.
So we're gonna get off the IIFYM. You know, we give the big FU to IIFYM. We enjoy sharing this information with you guys on a weekly basis. I love trying to not only learn this stuff for myself, but share it with as much people as possible.
Yeah.
And we're going to have some more interviews coming up soon. I'm going to be reaching out to a couple of individuals who I think would really, the listeners would benefit hearing from. And we also have a couple other ETT events. If you live in the Tampa Bay area, we have our next group training session is scheduled for the Tampa River Walk. It's going to be Saturday, September 24th. Check out our Facebook page to find out more details. Just search Elemental Training Tampa on Facebook. And
it's free.
And it's free. Thank you. Of course, that's why I have you here. That's why you're the co-host. Remember
it's
important things like that. In addition to that, guys, please, we're still looking to get rated on iTunes, so go there now when you have a free second. Give us a rating or review. We really appreciate it. And also, keep on sharing. We know we keep seeing the downloads go up and up each week, and that means you guys are sharing, and we really do appreciate it. Other than that, I don't think I got anything else for them. What about you?
That's it.
All right, guys. This has been another edition of the Addicted to Fitness podcast, and we'll check you next time.
Bye.
If you want to learn more about Elemental Training Tampa, check us out on Facebook or go to our website, elementaltampa.com. You can also follow us on Instagram and Twitter under the handle ETTampa. Please rate and review the podcast. Your feedback will help us get better. Thanks.
I have to burp.
And you gotta burp. Get it out. Can I use that as my outtake?
Gee, thanks.